You'll notice it says here, deliverable grade, U.S. number 2 yellow corn. I have no idea what that is. I assume it's... Or with substitution differentials. What happens here is in many futures contracts, there are different grades that you can deliver. If you choose to deliver a grade that's not as good as yellow corn, there's an adjustment factor that is applied to that grade. So that if you choose to deliver an inferior grade, you take the amount of corn you would have delivered that's number 2, and you multiply that by a number greater than 1. So you have to deliver more of the inferior grade to make up for the fact that it's inferior. The idea is put you in a situation where you're kind of indifferent between delivering U.S. number 1, whatever that is, maybe that's better, U.S. number 3 yellow corn, rather than, if there is such a thing, rather than U.S. number 2 yellow corn. Because when you deliver U.S. number 3 yellow corn, even though it's cheaper to get because it's an inferior grade of corn, you have to deliver more of it to make up for that. And the text talks about this, particularly with respect to futures on treasury bonds, and points out what complication. Sugiharto? Yes. What's the complication? Why doesn't this work perfectly? Well, let's just take the corn. Let's do that one, for example. Why wouldn't that work perfectly? Suppose I had a preset number that said, for every bushel here that you would have delivered, you actually have to deliver 1.1 bushels of number 3 corn if you wanted to deliver that. And that's an inferior corn, so you should deliver more. But why does that still leave a problem? The relative prices of number 1 and number 2 corn could change so that the ratio is no longer 1.1:1 but something else. So in that case, someone would choose to deliver the kind of corn which we'd say is, quote, cheapest to deliver. That's the phrase that's used in the futures market. And then how would you price the forward contract? What people do is they price it relative to the price of not number 2 corn, but the cheapest to deliver corn multiplied by that factor. That means that the seller, when he delivers the corn, now has a choice. He can deliver 1, number 2, or number 3 corn. And he will choose the one that's cheapest to deliver. But the one that's cheapest to deliver today, that he might use that to calculate the forward price, won't always be the cheapest to deliver corn in generally. The relative prices could change while he's holding the futures contract, and it may later be better to deliver U.S. number 2 corn. So the seller has what we call a delivery option. He has an option to deliver 3 or 2, and that makes the forward price less than it would otherwise be. The seller has an additional advantage he doesn't normally have, which is this option to choose between 2 and 3. So you don't have to agree to pay him as much in the future for the corn he's going to deliver, because he's already getting a little advantage he wouldn't otherwise have. And that's a complicated thing to consider. When people have done that in finance, I'm proud to say they use options theory. And they add or subtract from the forward price an option that the seller has to deliver different grades. Why is it that we complicate things that way? Why don't we just say the only corn you can deliver is U.S. number 2 corn? Why do we want to just bring in this sort of needless complication?
It prevents people from cornering the market.
Ah, that's good. It prevents people from cornering the market. Can someone give more of the story? Say we just could deliver yellow 2 corn. Why are we worried about a corner? Charles? The Hunt brothers might have tried to do this in the silver market. You buy up all the silver, and this is a problem with short selling too. If you actually have to find the underlying asset to deliver it, if the underlying asset has been bought up by one person, he's monopolized it, and he knows that you have to deliver the underlying asset. You have no choice if you're a short seller. You may be forced to cover because maybe whoever you were borrowing it from wants to sell out his position. So then the broker has to find the asset from someone else and sell that one, and then that keeps your short position but if he can't do that, then he has to look around harder. And if there's one person happens to have monopolized the entire supply, this would be an extreme case, then that person in effect can demand any price he wants because he has a buyer who must buy from him. It's a great position to be in. It's just illegal. It's illegal to do that intentionally. So it's hard to get too large a position in these markets without someone claiming that you're intentionally trying to corner.